perms.
Whoa, right. We not starting with that. So y'all know what's fucked up?
I bet you don't.
No, we starting with that.
Y'all know what's fucked up? I came down here, right? I came down here to do my civic duty, you know, to serve this motherfucking country. And it's 25 degrees colder where I'm at here. I ain't bring no hoodies, no nothing. And I want to support Carolina. So I went to a couple of spots. I don't want to name them because they're not about to get no free press to get some stuff. All they got is summer shit. I'm about to be out here cold than a bitch watching the fucking Carolina game.
Yeah, y'all niggas are talking about, Armani, you need to come to North Carolina. I bet the hell I won't. Nigga, it's hot in the motherfucker in Florida right now.
Man. It's only at night. Like, it's getting down to the 30s at night.
Yeah.
But it ain't been in the 30s for fucking 2 weeks.
It's 75 degrees outside right now.
It'd be 70, 80 during the day.
And that's what kills me. So I brought all light, you know, short sleeve shit.
Well, if you don't like the cold, even though it be getting that cold, you should stay in my apartment complex because right now, because my AC don't work, my apartment is at 80 degrees.
That's crazy. But Cardi B also said a hoe don't get cold.
Yeah, that's you finna trap in it. Y'all finna, you finna, that's the heat you make a baby in there.
I'm saying, bro.
Can't sleep up under the blankets. Got to be naked. Yeah.
That's why.
So for the fans that are joining us now on YouTube, we appreciate you guys. This is something new for us. We got a couple of
episodes
that we're not going to put video on. But if you want to get like the raw, like feel of the podcast, go look at some of the past episodes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you find your podcast at, because that's where we at, motherfucker. You feel me? Like, comment, subscribe, because we got to say that shit now. Because, motherfucker, we on YouTube.
You get out of that motherfucker. Where they going? Take our shit off of
it, boy. That shit is over.
Right, bro.
What happened? That boy said, motherfucker.
Act like you got some motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Hey, YouTube, man. Listen, y'all dealing with four service members, man. Prior or whatever you want to call it. Veteran. We can't help but cuss because they're a sentence. Those, them ain't cuss where they sentence enhancers.
Sentence enhancers, bro.
It ain't nothing but a little bit of flavor.
Just make everything sound better.
Yeah, you know.
Just a little flavor in your ear.
Yeah, fuck, just roll off the tongue. Did what I'm saying? That's part
I'm saying. Look, when we first started this shit, we first started getting together and was like, oh, we're going to do this podcast and these are going to be the motherfucking hosts. We tried for months to not curse in the first 7 minutes.
Oh, man, it's over with.
And we failed every time. So guess what we said? Fuck it.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, I'm the only one to speak proper on here, man. I don't use.
I'm the only one to speak proper.
You barely speak, Mike. Big.
That nigga, man. You always got to be the smooth one.
Keith, sweat ass nigga.
Man, we get it. You just turned 37 years old. See?
I'm saying. And look, you got to remember, I got all the past footage, Mike. You done said some shit on here.
Oh nah, that ain't too proper.
Yeah,
that was proper.
I don't know if the shit me and Sean be saying.
Yo, everybody on here has said some things. LaShawn got his infamous statement with royalty.
We're not even gonna talk about it.
You got your issue with Aubrey.
I don't got no issue with him. I just, you know, said something.
I mean, you alluded to something. I mean, but
it's
true
though. First off, and he ain't really even allude to nothing. It's 100% true, and I got facts to back it up. Right, you get what I'm saying?
We're not going there.
We ain't gonna bring it up no more now. We ain't gonna bring it up
on
no more.
YouTube now. We chilling.
Yeah.
He had that man at his house for how many months?
In the bottom
months.
Corner. Yeah. You feel me? Just spreading unadulterated truth.
Oh, God.
You feel me?
Mike B. Money, the philosopher.
Exactly. It ain't no monster. It's the world. Philosopher.
Yeah, the world only round for 275 days out of the year.
All right, so here's the question now. Are we going back to doing the full intro and the full, you know, what you call it?
Hell no.
Full regalia?
I ain't got the motherfucking
So the intro will come back once it's mixed and mastered.
Yeah, I ain't got that motherfucker.
We not gonna put no half ass on YouTube. Like, no, this weird ain't half ass.
Nah, see, you had time to clean yours up, cause, hey man, you come in with the.
God, boy, that's what I'm asking.
Boy, you come Sean in with
that boy, Sean on. Valentine, boy. He a guy. Counsel and love at the same time, depending on what community we talking about.
So, Sean,
I think I got one.
Bro, you ain't
so y'all want to do intros?
Okay. I don't have my OG one, but I got one that I think could work.
Okay. Are you sure? Cause I'm not about to bring mine out if you're not ready.
Yeah, I got you. It's right here. It's right here.
All right, ready. Well, I am Othello Jones.
From you ain't Gallagher never ready.
I'm gonna wait. Y'all niggas ready or y'all niggas ready?
Yeah, we straight.
You sound like them substitute teachers. Calm down, class. I'll wait.
No.
One.
Hold up.
Two.
I'm live right now, bro. I'm live at 5.
Hey, question. If I get to 5, we're not watching the video.
Sean Valentine, the motherfucking drunken king.
Damn.
What you drunking on tonight?
I'm sober.
He said he ain't drinking on nothing.
I'm not drinking anything.
Oh, you saw last part and was like, oh, I'm not going to drink this one.
No, because we streaming. And, you know, I get loose at the mouth when I start drinking.
Bro, we watched you kill a half a bottle of Tahitian rum. I just want you to know that. But anyway, I'm Othello Jones from the Valley, hidden in the drip, the first Hokage, the last Hokage, the VSOP Hokage. You already know, the righteous ruler of Midgard, the unavailable hoochie daddy, a motherfucking latch key general. Niggas, introduce yourself.
What up? It's your boy Sean Valentine, the Heartbreak King, Mr. Pull Your Mom in Walmart Clothes, Mr. Make Your Daddy a Target Hole, trying to take a drip, turn into a splash, and the splash and turn into a wave.
Hey, M-I-K to the E, don't forget the B. I'm all about the love, never been a scrub. This might be money to monster, you dig?
Could say you pull your mama's Walmart clothes.
Hey.
Make your daddy a target.
Hey, man. It's your boy Armani Jones, Mr. Love is Real, Mr. Him Not Them, Mr. Skrink. And you tapped in with the Last Key Kids, bitch.
This is where the intro would go. Yeah, we knew the culture was bleak, but
yeah, you know,
it ain't mixing master. Right. And by the time that you hear it on YouTube, guess what? It'll be on streaming services.
On streaming platform,
so that too, when they hit us with that, this video can't be monetized. Bitch, yes it can, because that's our shit.
And you want to know why? Because I got some good news, and we just gonna open it up right now, man. As the faithful listeners know. Myself, my manager Skip, a couple of other partners that we got was, you know, in the mix of opening and building a record label. And as of yesterday, about 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the record label is official federally, not just, you know, in the basement.
State-wise.
No, it's a you know, it's a legitimate organization. So I'm gonna put it out there right now. If you're an up and coming artist, just hit me in the Instagram DM or something. Let me know what's going on, cause I'm a A&R over there. So you know, let me know what's going on, man. Send me some music, whatever.
Instagram, Twitter. He got both of them.
Yeah, I got them.
You want to plug them?
And if you're on YouTube, you can hit it here.
Yeah, or that too, goddamn. On
sounds
Instagram,
like you got something to do on post.
Yeah, Instagram hit me at old country ass dude, OLE country ass dude, all one word. Yeah, you know I mean, on Twitter, I'm pure X Poppy, PureExPappy. You deal what I'm saying?
Anybody else got good news? I would start with my normal, how y'all niggas doing? But I like this flow better. Let's continue with the flowers.
I would like to say, first off, congratulations, Mr. Armani Jones and all the boys at the record label. You get what I'm saying? Skip all of y'all.
Don't drop the name yet.
I wasn't.
Continue.
If you're an artist out there and you think you're good enough for that record label, you can also send it to me because I will tell you the truth. Armani will just not respond to you. If your shit is trash, I will let you know. And if you a thotty with a body, male or female, you can hit me on any social.
All right, bro. That's Sean crazy. That is not what you supposed to be goddamn drugging on this motherfucker. This man talking about if you a thot with a big with old body. Rump, hit me in the dick. No, man.
If you've been built by the gods, hit me at Sean_Valentine_.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, man, crazy hell. I know Mike B, he got some new, you know what I mean? The Carolina Tar Heel.
Come on now.
Kick some ass, ma.
What y'all don't know is this is the actual Mike B from the Wood. I meant Mike from the Wood, Mike from North Carolina was modeled after right Mike B.
Yeah, that's really him.
You know what I mean? That's his life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, niggas don't know y'all live in the presence of greatness.
I like sports, and that's it.
Nah, man. I had something to say, but I forgot. Man, it's not important. Oh, but you know what I'm saying? I made it another year on this earth. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This nigga Othello Jones, but he'll tell you happy birthday on every platform. You know this, man.
Happy birthday, Ted. Happy birthday, Facebook message. Happy birthday, Twitter post. Happy birthday, Facebook post.
And I sure will. You know why? Because brothers like us wasn't even supposed to make it past 25. You know what I mean? So for everyone, everything I got you on, I'm going to let everybody know they're following me. Hey, we made it, nigga. My nigga made it another solo rotation.
Yeah, I'm almost 2 years into my OG status, man.
Exactly. Man, come on now.
Well, when I thought it was over, if you I had a LinkedIn message. I'm like, this nigga still send on LinkedIn.
Hey, that nigga hit him on the job site. Happy birthday,
man. You feel me? I got some good news from my job in little corporate America. You feel me?
Getting
got a little email. They told us to fix all our time cards with a new time code. I didn't want to do it. But then as I read further in the email, I realized why they was fixing the little time code. You know what I mean? These niggas dished out a nice little raise for everybody.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm.
Let me hold $20.
Nah, we're not doing that.
Bro, come on, bro.
That's we don't ask crazy. For discounts and we don't ask for handouts, nigga. We work for ours around here.
Y'all niggas.
I didn't ask. I didn't ask for a discount. I didn't ask for a handout. I asked to borrow.
How about this? I'll just buy another round of merch for the niggas.
This nigga.
You feel me?
Okay, so basically what you're saying is I need to design some more merch.
I mean, I wasn't saying that. But...
All right, so what we snacking on, Monty?
Nigga, them was some batteries. I told y'all I needed some batteries, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. Me and Mike B got Brotherhood Ones that we have no Lashkey Kids merch from.
Yeah.
I got Carolina Ones. He got Turbo Green. Are those the green or the blue ones?
Y'all keep telling me all these shoes y'all got. I keep telling y'all to put them in either the Discord or text me so I can make sure that I get y'all dripped out. And I have yet to get a shoe list from anybody.
Right, cause I need about 9. Nigga, I got too many shoes. Nigga, I need a shirt for
everybody. And that's fine. Just give me the list and I'll start doing that. And I'm going to put Mr. Othello Jones on Front Street because this nigga said, come to my house and come look at my closet.
I did.
Yeah, nigga. Why the hell not? Nigga, y'all, nigga.
You see how he ain't let me
in the womb didn't mean shit to you?
That's cold blooded.
It didn't when remember just 2 minutes ago I said, let me hold $20.
Yeah, that is true, huh? He ain't get it, man. He ain't send it, man.
Damn, that's what niggas call a callback.
You see how life come back and hit you, right?
He rebutted that shit.
Hey, smack me in the face like, all right, we're not doing that.
I want to start on kind of a big scale because we got some good news today. I don't know if y'all heard what was happening with the House of Representatives, right?
Yes, sir. But talk about it.
For me and the niggas that I hang with, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We like to smoke from the heavenly herb. You get
Wait, is this in North Carolina?
No, nigga.
In the whole United States of America.
This is federally.
What they about to do?
Right. So that means it applies to me.
They legalized, they voted to legalize in the House of Representatives. Now it's going to the Senate. If it goes to the Senate, it's going to Big Boy Joe's desk, and we can have our legal marijuana.
Going straight to the card. So I'm good. Good stuff.
I'm really about to do mine next week because nigga, we really didn't have to wait. Well, I mean, not in Florida anyway.
You didn't have to wait, nigga.
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
But technically, you did if you was getting it through. If you was getting it through the VA.
No, I ain't. Yeah. I wasn't going through the VA. I was going through the state. I ain't got time to wait on Sam now.
Hey, you might not have to wait for
that.
I guess I'll lead this week since I put majority of the shit in there.
I got something else too, bro. I got more.
Continue while I get my feng shui going on. But yeah, we're gonna be rocking. I got y'all niggas.
Lynching's now as a federal hate crime.
That should have been.
It should have been a thing, but it's a thing now.
1970 something. Yeah, man.
You get what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know what I'm saying? We all know what happened last Sunday. We not even gonna really touch on it. Will said, fuck that shit. I ain't dealing with these niggas no more. Fuck you, Academy. I'm out. Yeah. He ain't say it like that. He resigned gracefully, but
Unk didn't want to be part of that motherfucker no more anyway. I think that might have been part of the smack. He was like, I'm gonna smack him for the culture. He did what I'm saying. Right. I'm done with these white folk. He been sneak dissing me and my woman for about 5-6 years. I'm gonna get him
if I believe anything that this man has put out, everybody hates Chris.
His brother said he want to smoke though.
Okay, cool.
He will side.
You know,
the thing, Tony Rock.
Man, Tony Rock said he about that life, bro. He said he gonna hit Will with a mean. Yeah, you know I mean.
That's what's up. That nigga ain't been relevant.
So whenever the next time
he sees
Will Smith, he just gonna duff him out, snuff him.
Tony Rock can't even get in the Calabasas, bro.
Damn, bro.
Next.
Did I lie?
I want to see if Will Smith really did some, you know, talking about some training when he played Ali.
That smack, bro, that was controlled.
The form was immaculate.
Cause he didn't even give him one from way back here. He gave him one from. Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, he gave him. Take that.
Just quick.
Yeah. Just turn around. One motion.
This is a warning.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a warning. We talked in the back to back. We talked before about this, and you still, all right, cool. Pop, pop. Keep on. I'ma whip your ass.
Get it, man. He smacked. You ever seen somebody smack somebody and in the same movement turn around in a suit with dress shoes on? That's cold blooded. Again, turn around on him. Yeah, I mean, that cold blooded, bro. He can't live that down, bro. Me and Willie have to fight every time I see him, bro. He gave me a perfect.
And the thing about it is this is how cold blooded it was, bro. So the smack, he walks off, right? And Chris trying to get his composure, and he's like, it wasn't even that bad. Will, lean back. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And then lean back.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. The only thing that would have made that play, is if, like, 70s player music just started playing in the background.
Oh,
like,
he smacked. He walked away.
He turned around. Like Papa was a Rolling Stone, the bass line come out, boom boom.
Fuck that, bro. Oh, just imagine. Look, he out there making the jokes. He trying to explain. Oh man, it was a clean joke. Pop, waka chicka, waka
chicka, waka chicka, waka chicka. Oh God.
This nigga said, "Well, you stupid,
cold blooded."
And next time you go up there and tell your little jokey joke, keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth.
From West Philadelphia.
Who's bad?
man, you, man, that cold blooded, man. You know how mad you got to be, man. That's the one, you know when your mama done told you something and you ain't do it, and your daddy got to tell you not to do it. That one of them. Yeah.
But you know what else it is? You know it was all disrespect because he went up there and open palm smacked that man in his face.
A 50-some-year-old man.
Like, it was nothing but disrespect. First of all, you the coolest nigga walking up there, buttoning up your suit, smack the nigga, Shaft turn around, and you might as well have moonwalked back.
Oh, God. Because he was smiling. You know, that's what I'm saying. He was smiling, bro. That's how you know that man was holding in some anger, bro. Because he laughed at the joke. But me as a person that been through therapy now, they said now that laugh was really him trying to figure out how mad he was. He was like, man, I'm mad. I'm mad as hell right now. I'm really trying to compartmentalize his anger, right? Couldn't do it.
Everybody is like, Jada set him off. It wasn't that. If you've been to therapy, you realize what that look to Jada was. That look to Jada was to see, like, is she really okay?
Is she mad? Because
I know this hurt her.
Because he was trying to compartmentalize the anger, bro. He was like, bro, I'm trying not to be mad. He, soon as the joke came out, he was already at 7, bro. That's where the laugh came from. He was at 7. Soon as the joke came out,
Y'all see all the new footage that came out, right? Because now they're showing all the footage of Jada after the slap. She said she leaned back
and laughed.
Bruh, she had a hearty chuckle.
That boy,
that chuckle said, got, "Tell your little jokey joke now, nigga."
Chris Rock got smacked for the culture, bro. It's cold blooded. I'm sad this shit happened, man. But it's more one of them situations where I don't think that was for Chris all the way. Did what I'm saying?
Nah. I think that was for the full Academy.
That was for America.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what did Chris Rock do, y'all, man? Why was that for America?
That was for America, bro.
So here's the issue. Chris Rock epitomizes, he is America's comic.
No, he's not.
Have y'all ever been to a comedy show?
Huh? Yeah.
Y'all ever been to a comedy show?
Yeah.
Not a Chris Rock comedy show. Just like a regular comedy show.
I went to Lil Duval done in real life, and he do what Chris Rock did. I seen Lil Duval.
That's what I'm saying. So like motherfuckers are Jones on niggas in the crowd. You think?
I seen Lil Duval.
It's
a joke. Front row. Yeah.
But at the same point, it has come out that one of the reasons why Will and Jada boycotted one of the years that Chris performed was because of the jokes at his family's expense. And on top of that, they had spoken behind closed doors about it. And Will had said, keep my family's name out your mouth.
Because Chris threw one at him in 2016. Then I ain't know Regina Hall threw one at him. Well, not really threw one, but she brought up the shit earlier that night.
So what you're saying is the writers for the pretty much Academy or whatever specifically write jokes to take shots at Will Smith and his family.
Yeah.
So instead of going to find those people, he just decided, I'm just going to slap Chris Rock since he still want to get
these went at the black. He went at the black folks because he felt like they should have said no. Because you know they had rehearsals for this shit. Mm-hmm. He did what I'm saying. So either they had rehearsals and didn't let it be known that them jokes was going to come out, or Will and them knew the jokes was going to come out, told them not to say them, and they said them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and here's one thing that I want to say too. The Academy has been lying to America's face.
I used to think some of that stuff was improv. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too.
But they've been lying about how they handled the whole situation. Like, they were like, oh, we told Will that he couldn't be there. That came out to be true. I mean, that came out to be false. It's like, we asked him to leave and he said no. That was false. We had security ready to take him off. That was a lie.
Right. They had security. Right. He wouldn't have been able to get on stage.
Right. The only thing that was real.
First of all, you.
The only thing that was true about the whole situation was Chris Rock told LAPD no for the charges. That's the only thing that was real.
Because they got footage of him talking to Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington after that shit happened on the other side of the place.
So Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington are now security for the Academy?
No, I'm saying, like, they ain't no security. You did what I'm saying? They got footage of him. He had to walk all the way from his seat to the other side of the spot to talk to them. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't no sense of urgency after that shit happened, bro.
Exactly. We see all of the new angles of Jada, like laughing, you feel me, shit after that. Nobody came up and told them nothing.
Yeah. Why? So and they get their ass slapped too?
So the whole thing about this is it has come out that they talked to somebody in Will's camp about possibly leaving. But it wasn't Will and it wasn't Jada, it wasn't Willow, it wasn't Jaden, it was the publicist. And the publicist was like,
I ain't trying to get slapped, motherfucker. You ain't that motherfucker to slap and
you
move.
You want that motherfucker to leave,
man. Good at him telling
you. No, you know what the publicist told him? You see what he just did to Chris Rock?
You want him to do that to
He's
me?
He's been doing that to me for 20-something fucking years.
Oh, God.
And that's Philadelphia, bro. Born and raised.
Did my thing, dog. The shit that be making me mad about it is, and I don't mean to sound fucked up about this, but as black men, bro, you know we raised not to take no shit. You dig what I'm saying? Everybody know. Everybody got their 50-some-year-old uncle, black person. Everybody know this. That don't play. He don't take no shit, bro. He's still whooping ass at 50 years old. You dig what I'm saying? You can still get your ass whooped like by this uncle as an adult. So that's it. Will, just, you know, 50-year-old black man ain't taking shit, bro. You say something, and I done told you not to say this. Okay, I'm finna handle this right now. So he set a precedent for y'all nigga not to do this shit no more.
I agree with you. And I think one of the things that I really like about this is how confused the majority is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They don't know what's going on, man.
They don't understand anything about it. But you know what else? It's showing that, like, they want to revel in our culture, but they don't understand our culture. Another aspect of that has happened this week. Snackzilla. If you stomp on my transition again during this pod, it's going to be me. Like you said last pod, I know where you stay.
That nigga got some truffles over there.
This, come on now.
I had a chewy bar.
What we going to do is... when we start premiering this live, we're going to have the fans count how many times you disappear for snacks. How many times you disappear off screen and come back chewing shit.
Fuck, I forgot we was recording now.
Yeah, nigga. So, Smino put out a beautiful fucking freestyle. And white people are confused.
By what?
They don't understand what he's saying.
They don't understand what he's saying.
You know.
Very underrated artist. Real.
Mike, you know Smino. Netflix talented, and Duce.
Talented vocalist.
Okay. Play a little bit.
Very talented vocalist.
Now I'm going to have to go through and mute. Thank you, Mike.
You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate it, man.
I'm gonna have to go.
Just drop a couple bombs on it and you'll be good.
Mike has become.
That's what Flex Funks do.
Mike has become the uncle that ain't taking no shit.
Yeah, he definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on. Show it to me. You may have heard this one. What you talking about?
Backwards. It's cool, your friend can roll through.
Hey. I ain't never heard this before, but it's fired off up with it.
He got a real good voice.
Hold up. You really might know this one.
I heard that.
Oh yeah, I heard this before.
Yeah, he
you could have faded it out. I thought this was gonna play the freestyle. That's what I was talking about. Oh, I see what people was confused. What people was confused about? Nah, don't play the whole thing, bro.
Just okay. I think I can play the freestyle because it shouldn't be monetized.
We'll find out.
We will.
This whole part get cut out on YouTube. Don't blame me.
We gonna blame.
But it's pretty much the fact that people don't hip hop is.
Did what they do, man. They wear our clothes. They ride our trends. They fuck with our motherfucking vibe. They try to come and infiltrate our shit. They gentrify our neighborhood, but they don't understand our slang, or they pretend to act like they don't understand our slang, but they really know it, right? Then they want to play dumb when we spaz out and go crazy and subliminally diss them through our vernacular, right? Because we got, you know, we speak what they call Ebonics, some shit that they made up. You dig what I'm saying?
It is. But, you know, I can break down the whole history of that for you, but we'll talk about that another time.
So, just for your listening pleasures, for those in YouTube land, because it's going to get muted, it's Smino's Rice and Gravy. It's a color show. YouTube.
Oh, I have heard this. You don't have to play this. I heard this before. I just didn't know what his name was.
Yeah. Didn't connect the dots.
Yeah.
Like, that whole joint is fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the music he puts out is fire. And it's like, y'all motherfuckers can say you can understand Chance the Rapper, but you can't understand Smino. I don't get
it. That's how it go, bro. Y'all talking to the, as y'all know, and the people that's going to be new to this shit fucking with us on YouTube and all that, man. I am the resident artist on the pod, man. This all it is, y'all. They think we speaking cold, man. And we do. To people who are not within the culture. If you within the culture, black, green, white, blue, purple, you're going to understand what we saying. It's white people that understand what he's saying. The people who don't are not true to this culture. They just wearing...
It's a message, you know, that's not for you.
Correct. They just wearing, quote-unquote, urban clothing and trying to say they rapping, listening to No Shade, listening to NBA Youngboy all the time and think they part of the culture.
Watching Adam 22 interview.
Here's what kills me, too, is like the lyrics that he just spit. There, it's no code in there. It's the super duper flow. Hop off the phone, cordless. The punchline is cordless because the phone has no cord. Like, what the fuck? What is there not to understand? You know what I mean? Sean Valentine, take it away. Hey, the heartbreak motherfucker.
Lil Wayne said it a long time ago. What's understood ain't got to be explained.
Oh, God.
Wipe your camera.
Who?
You.
You couldn't have put that in the chat. You just had to put it to where the rest of the world can. All right, but
they gonna nigga, they see it.
That's not the issue.
No, that's already better. I was saying that's wipe the camera for a white balance. Thank you so much. You're an honor and a scholar.
Yeah. All right. Well. I love the fact that people can't understand Smino. So I don't want them to take Smino and corrupt Smino like they've done so many other artists. The artists themselves aren't corrupted, but you know how it's real annoying to hear somebody that doesn't understand the fucking culture try to tell me what Masego was saying. Bitch, you don't know. You feel me?
There's a special subset of artists that I feel this happens to a lot. So you got like Masego, you got Smino, you got to some extent 100% Earth Gang, you got to some extent Kendrick, you got to some extent Cole. You know what I'm saying? And then you can throw in, you know, Isaiah Rashad, JID, Ari Lennox, hell, Jasmine Sullivan to some extent, because that hotel's a lot of that content on there, like Black women and Latin women and Asian women got it, right? But like, they're like, oh, she's just proud to be a hoe. And it's like, no, there's a whole lot more on hotels than just being a hoe. It's taking control of your that situation as a woman. You get what I'm saying? If I'm going to sit on it, tell me why you deserve it, for an example. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Sean Valentine, Heartbreaking. Tell us why you deserve it.
First off, my name is Sean Valentine, the Heartbreaking. I'm the Bussy Basher, the Kunani Master. Don't try me.
Hey, wow. All I wanted to do was bring out the unedited intro. You wouldn't. It don't take much.
You wouldn't have invited me over here if I ain't deserve it. Nah.
Right.
We Black girl. You
know, now we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
No, it ain't nothing about that. It ain't about that. Black girl ain't inviting you to that house if you don't deserve it. Nah.
Exactly. Right. So
she just wants you to, you know, say some sweet nothings in her ear, you know.
I want it to be known for future viewers that come back to this podcast. This is going to be a really, really hip hop, hippity hop, hop, hop podcast. I got mad hip hop shit to ask. You feel me? So if at any time you do not understand or you're lost, please leave a comment and we'll explain on a later podcast at a later date.
Shit, and I might reply to your comment.
If you're Abby or your username ain't something, if I go to your channel,
if it's NBA YoungBoy, if it's DaBaby, if it's fucking if it's anybody that's not you, we not responding to you.
Yeah.
Oh God.
We respond to real people, not stands. Okay. And that goes for all stands. Britney stands, NBA stands, Drake stands, Odell stands, all right, bro. Paris Hilton stands, all of them.
Notice he said Carlos Odell stands. After Drake. He always associate Drake and Odell.
Bro, six months.
You bring their names up. Man. I don't even know why y'all
talking about it. 6 months.
Don't get them started, man.
Okay, so I wanna paint the scene for you guys.
Okay,
it's 2009. Where were y'all at in 2009?
In the ninth grade,
college.
Damn, you're a child. You are a child.
Yeah, well, I was 14 in 2009. Home. Then it depend on. Check this out. Then it depend on what part of 2009 you talking about. You talking about top of 2009?
Nah, it's mid 2009 because it's fucking it's award season.
Okay, yeah, about to be
me and I think me and Sean at this time were just graduating. Yeah, we're not about too far behind.
About to be in the ninth grade. Just graduated eighth grade.
This
we were technically homeless.
Yeah, homeless. So
y'all talking about summer 2009? Yeah, about to be in the ninth grade.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story about how one Hennessy bottle changed music. Just one. I don't have the date. Y'all can look it up yourselves. But it was a man. At this time, I think he was dating Amber Rose. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sean Valentine. You feel me? He had a whole bunch of weird shit cut in his head. He was taking pictures with his then boo on the red carpet. You know, if anybody has watched the award pregame show, you guys know how long it takes and how many pictures they take before they actually get into the award show. So you've watched an award pregame show before? Yeah, my mama likes that shit. She likes to look at the gowns.
First off, there's no such thing as an award pregame show. That is what he's trying to point out. Is it an award pre-show? A pregame show is what we do. We pregame before an award show.
Oh, God. That's when aunt and auntie and mom and grandma and them, you know what I mean, get drunk.
You telling a story and you told on yourself.
Okay. So I, like Kanye West, was sipping. on their election. The greatest white grapes from France, from the cognac region. You feel me? So as he's walking down this carpet, you can watch the bottle get lower and lower and lower. Hennessy. Any man who's drunk Hennessy before looked at that bottle and thought to themselves, like, damn, something's about to go down.
You're going to have a good night for sure.
Exactly. He had a good night. Hennessy. We don't need you singing in the background. I don't need music. I don't want you, but
I need you. Let me get it off one time.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to mute us because you're singing.
Home back there singing a song about.
If you listen to the words,
man, crazy.
You would know that it's not a real song. Hennessy, you're gonna be the death of me. I don't want you, but I need you. I love you and hate you at the very same time.
Man just made up a song about Hennessy just now.
Well, you understand? Stupid.
You know I talked to that man. Got to be man.
But it's on brand.
Man, crazy.
So. As the award show is going, you know, Ye is starting to feel himself. The best video award comes up. They get up there, they announce it, boom, 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 boom. Open the envelope. Taylor Swift for some bullshit. That's what was said. I don't know if you guys heard it, but that's what I heard. And obviously, that's what Kanye heard. With 3/4 of a bottle of Hennessy in his system, he decided to get up out of his seat and to storm the stage like Will stormed the stage. And he said, look, Beyonce had the best video of all time. Look, Taylor, I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had the best video of all time.
And he did it with all due respect.
He did.
And,
he most definitely anything, did. So I don't understand why white people was mad.
He didn't say with all due respect. He said, hey, yo, Taylor, I'm going to let you finish. Well, that's with all due respect.
For black people.
She didn't know that. She didn't know that.
So why I say that one bottle of Hennessy changed the landscape of music forever? Because that was the catalyst to give us My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Let me tell you something right now, Cole. I don't even know one Taylor Swift song.
I know a bunch, but it's not because I want to. It's because I used to work in retail.
You say you know them not because of what?
Not because I want to. It's because I used to work in retail.
I know another reason why you know.
So you telling me at a war show, I used to work at journals. They don't have people?
Security?
Like security, like standing at the top of the stage, nothing like that?
Shit, obviously not, because time and time again, Kanye has stormed that stage, and so has Will Smith. We know we see nothing has changed.
And niggas just break out in fights at like the Source Award in the crowd. Yeah.
So. Exactly.
Yeah. What no security there?
That new. Yeah. Death Row.
So, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is arguably one of the greatest albums to ever be created.
We know they ain't have fucking security when Snoop Dogg came up there and was like, oh, so y'all ain't got no love for the West Coast?
Death Row. Yeah. What the fuck? Nigga, all out Death Row. You know how crazy you got to be all out Death Row, loud as hell in the public place.
I was trying to steer this away from the kerfuffles, but hey, that's where y'all want to stay.
You know how crazy they got to be to yell that out in the public place. With no context.
You know what? We just stumbled into it. Let's bring up some of your favorite award show kerfuffles or incidences.
I'm gonna tell you one right now. When Gunplay was out there fighting Mike Knox and them at the Hip Hop Awards. That nigga Gunplay say he latched on one of them niggas like a banshee.
Yo, who was it that was running up and knocking niggas out at like festivals? Was that Russ? That was like trying to press niggas?
Oh yeah, they beat the fuck out of Smoke Purple in fucking Germany or somewhere. Them niggas were tossing his ass around. Yo, his head swing.
I used to talk cash money shit about Russ. And then when I heard he had his people, like he came up like the Italian mafia and pressed the fuck out of Smoke Purple like that.
Oh God, I was like, fuck with nigga. They better quit fucking with Russ, man. Listen, I don't mean no disrespect. You don't fuck with no nigga that wear a man bun 365 days a year. That nigga's not playing, bro. That nigga's very serious.
You don't fuck with no nigga that said the N-word for the whole, like, first 5 years of his fucking career and did not get touched.
Oh, God.
And then, let's be real. First of all, he wears a man bun. He says the N-word. He writes, produces, mixes 95% of his shit.
That nigga don't play, bro.
So he's a fucking recluse.
What is his? That nigga call them people on y'all there and moot mop the shit out.
What is his ethnicity? Does he have like
something? Like
it's
mafia. Is the mob an ethnicity?
Leave that man alone. That what his ethnicity is. That man ain't playing.
This nigga drops. He dropped Wolf, and then on his press tour, all he wanted to do was get up there and be like, y'all know record labels are stealing from y'all niggas, right?
Oh God, all y'all niggas trash. Oh God, that man came up.
Everybody that all y'all favorite rapper. Trash.
Oh God, all y'all favorite rapper really garbage of hell. Oh damn, okay. Didn't nobody say
and they
shit.
Got ghostwriters. They trash. None of your favorite rappers can write and produce.
You know what?
My favorite thing was when he was when he was on Everyday Struggle and he sat back. And this how you knew some shit was gonna go. He's like, you know most of these niggas' chains is fake, right?
Oh God. Just holler out anything. That man all hot takes. You did what I'm saying? That man ain't come to play, bro. I don't know no Russ songs, but I know that man don't come to play. You did what I'm saying?
You know how infamous Joe Budden is, right? When Joe Budden did the pull up, Russ was like, no, you're gonna do it at my house. I'm not coming to your house. And it's respect to both of them.
He told Uncle Joe, you gonna pull up where I'm at.
So seeing that Russ produces all his beats, I want to ask you guys, what are some of the most iconic hip hop beats to you that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
A milli.
You did. Ha,
clips,
juvenile.
Clips grinding.
Grinding.
Y'all heard what I said, huh? Juvenile. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
400 degrees.
Mr. Me Too.
Juvenile.
Mr. Me Too.
Here go another one.
Whatever was that first West Coast beat that came in with the...
Oh, nothing but a G thing.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Boy, Snoop Dogg, you be rapping his ass ready to make an entrance, so back on up. They ain't even talking that shit on that motherfucker for real. That's Snoop Dogg.
Like a whole, that created like a whole style of West Coast music for real. Yeah, yeah.
One that people don't pay attention to that was hard back then, too, is Let Me Ride by Dre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Creeping so, down the best street on
I
want to
take it... I want to take it up north for a second and tell you, Cameron's Oh Boy.
Hard.
Boy.
I Get High. Hard.
Oh, I Get High. Yes.
Brush Your Shoulders Off. Hard. Champion. Hard.
Champion by Kanye West? Yeah, of course. Hard. Any Kanye West beat.
Any Kanye West beat.
Whoa.
You would really have to go by reason.
Jesus Walks. You would have to just do one strictly for Kanye by himself. Oh, God.
Oh, who I am? Rubber band man. Wow, that's the top.
Oh, God. When you do that,
my
right?
My name is Othello John, and I like to take phone calls.
So you're going to say rubber band man and not say fucking 24s?
Well, when you say that, you gotta have your hat like this right here.
Dun 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 dun. I got the beanie on.
Gotta have your shit like this.
To the side too.
You gotta have your shit like that walking around.
I'm not taking this bitch off. Y'all know why.
An army fatigue jacket. You gotta have your shit all the way to the side like that. An army fatigue jacket with one long necklace.
Dun, dun, dun.
What about that? Y'all remember niggas used to have one chain on? That motherfucker be way down here.
Way down here to the belly button. Yep.
With a bear on
it. That's so icy.
You know what else? Yeah, you know what else is it's classic and a lot of people don't really talk about it? Fret, Eric, and Fresh.
Oh, God.
Fresh.
I'm a bad call.
And the thing about it is you don't even, because that could have been put your hands on your knee, dead, bend. You get what I'm saying? Or it could have been
from New Magnolia, still Logan.
Or it could have been the hottest nigga up, the hottest nigga under the sun. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's a hard ass beat that people don't be paying attention to? That We Taking Over beat, Khaled now.
Yeah.
Cause that breakdown before Wayne came on, that's crazy.
But it was a lot of songs like that though during that time. Cause he did the same thing when he hopped on the remix of the Shorty Low.
Yeah.
That's a beat we got to talk about too. They know.
That's hard, bro. And you know what's crazy? It wasn't no really beat switch up or nothing. The hook, everything the same.
And the same still. Thing the whole time. You got your hoes in your room?
But that's around the time where...
I don't have hoes in my room. I don't do that.
Uh-huh. Well, they in the car. All right. Yeah, you know I mean? Yeah.
No.
No, I'm gonna say one that's real crazy, bro. That people don't really pay attention to unless you like a producer. The Make Me Proud beat, Drake and Nicki Minaj, crazy. Crazy. Go back and listen to that motherfucker, bro. Don't even pay attention to the words. Just listen to the beat, bro. That motherfucker is crazy, bro. As if y'all may not know, Sean Valentine, Break King don't really like Aubrey Drake Ground too much, so he ain't gonna say shit.
It's not that I don't like him. I just want him to be completely honest with himself and with his fans.
Man, we already told y'all.
We're not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna talk about it. Okay, if we're talking about beats that are underrated now, because that's it seems what we've kind of slid to.
B2K.
Y'all just naming beats now. Y'all just naming songs.
No. I got one that's underrated that's good as fuck. Fuck it. We Need a Resolution by Aaliyah. You can't tell me that shit went hard.
What about Do You Want a Revolution by Kurt Frank?
All right, Armani.
I'm gonna have to reel this in because y'all going wild.
So y'all don't think that.
So what Timberland did with Aaliyah? No, bro. First of all, I would say Rock the Boat more than.
Nigga, remember how to beat some of her? Where were you? That bitch went
I get that, but nobody no. What's the Missy Elliott song? Get Your Freak On. Nobody wanted to mention that.
Nobody.
You brought up
International Players Ball.
You brought up Aaliyah and didn't say. Robert Sparks. Y'all niggas booty,
walking everywhere.
And didn't say more than a woman. Y'all niggas didn't bring up the thong song. Y'all crazy. That motherfucker nigga that nigga got the Phil harmonic on that song.
That beat is clean.
Let's be real.
He jumped over 30,000 bitches in that video.
Interpolation in that beat. That's a composition.
He jumped over all the freak beats in that video.
Modulation. They got a modulation in that beat.
Bro, Cisco is legendary. He jumped over all the freak nick while doing Jumpman.
He had 30 fine ass women hop off some school buses in the video.
His budget was too big. That's all right.
look. All right. I'm going to give you a beat that a lot of people's going to have to look up. Thigh Out.
Braveheart.
That's a good ass beat, bro. Thigh Out.
I'll tell you one, too.
Like, ta-da. That one?
No. Ooh, Lord, she got that thigh out. That thigh out. Come on, bro. 96, bro.
Your ass.
I'll tell you right now. That ODB. that ODB. Go, that, baby, go play I that. Got your money, got your money. Go. That motherfucker hard too.
Play that shit right now. That, you know what? Mariah got some heat in her little catalog too.
Bring her up.
Cause that Heartbreaker remix beat.
Yeah, what about all
it's kind of hard.
Live.
You talking about reeling me in. I'm not the one that you need to reel in. I'm not the one that you need to mute. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna do your remix.
About all I wanna do for all I want for Christmas. All
right, so the last thing I got to talk about, and y'all was right, this is super light.
What you gonna do when you get out of jail?
Three-headed goat, feature goat. All
right.
What you gonna do? Answer the question.
Like, I could just pick three people.
Who is your three-headed feature goat?
I can go first.
No, I'm gonna go first because I brought it up.
Man, you gonna pick who I was gonna say, bro.
I'm gonna say the original Young Money super, well, the Young Money Cash Money superstars.
Out your mouth. Wayne,
Nicki.
Get it Drake. Out your mouth.
How is Nicki that? Drake.
Get it out your mouth. Thank you.
Man, go on, y'all go on what y'all say. When I say what I got to say, y'all need gonna, you know what I mean?
Missy Elliott. Because she ain't got a
name
bad
name me
feature.
Five Missy Elliott features right now.
First off.
Don't you fucking first off me. You talking about some get it out your mouth. I can name you five Nicki fucking features. I can name you five Drake features. I can name you five Wayne features.
So name a Missy's feature that's bad. Name anytime you've heard her on a song that's bad.
Yeah, she gave you that Steelo. That Steelo verse was hard.
What I'm saying is, if you put her on a track as a feature, this is what you said, she'll go hard, right? That's your criteria, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the criteria is anymore.
No, it's
I
just.
I would like to know because he yelled
your
out
your top three features. So I seen something, which made me think of this, and I agree when they were like, "Oh, the Young Money superstars," because and I don't. There's not a bad feature from either any of them.
And I'm saying, if you put Missy Elliott on a song, it's not going to be a bad feature.
Okay, you know I can agree with you on that.
You said my three-headed dragon, right? Missy Elliott.
You said Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with Bruno Mars. Name a bad Bruno feature.
Keep going.
And rest in peace, Old Dirty Bastard.
And who?
Oh, You said in hip-hop, I said Old Dirty Bastard. Rest in peace, Old Dirty Bastard. But if you say it in hip-hop, then I'll replace Bruno Mars with Nate Dogg.
You just fucking stole mine, home. That's what I was about to say, man.
All right, so
I'm finna say Nate Dogg, T-Pain, and Lil Wayne.
Okay. Right?
Okay. I was going to say
cool. Real quick.
Jermaine Cole.
This nigga Blue Valentine was supposed to get off at midnight tonight, right? He just told his boss, "I'm supposed to get off at 9 and just left.
Yeah, he done came over to the dark side, Sean. And
so everybody got the Will vibes, huh? But Pharrell would be one. I had all three of them in my head. I just lost J. Cole, because anytime he on the feature, it's going to be crazy. And my last one would be Jadakiss with an honorable mention for 2 Chainz.
We forgot Jay-Z.
Blackberry molasses.
If we do the duos, boy, I got one for y'all there.
Go ahead. Did you do your three already?
Yeah, I said. Nate Dogg, T-Pain, and Lil Wayne.
Okay. So what we're gonna do, since this was a little short,
You saying it's a little short? We got more topics in there. You just skipping.
If you're trying to what leave, else? Just say that. If you got something to do.
Right. Yeah, I see you keep looking over there at your little holes. I see you over there looking at your holes.
Here's what I'm going to ask you, Sean, since you said you was doing Ramadan with me. Did you eat today?
Ramadan start tomorrow. All right, cool.
Did you eat today?
Look, we'll do this when
Ramadan start tomorrow.
We'll do this, then we'll close it out, bro. This is simple. Bet. All right. So you can only watch 1 year of these black movies. It's 10 years.
Oh, I see that.
It's 10 years. I'm going to name the movies, all right? 2000, Love and Basketball, next Friday. 2001, Ali, How High, Baby Boy, Training Day. Two can play that game.
Hold on, why did the other year just have two options?
Because them was the only black movies that came out that year.
Oh, yeah, well, that shit.
2002, Paid in Full, Brown Sugar, State Property, Friday After Next, Drumline.
2003,
The Fighting Temptations, Deliver Us From Evil, Love Don't Cost a Thing, Hell to State. 2004, this is the one I picked. Johnson Family Vacation, You Got Served, Soul Plane, White Chicks, Ray, all them bitches bangers. 2005, mm-hmm. Hustle and Flow, fuck that movie. Coach Carter, Beauty Shop, Roll Bounce, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. 2006, ATL, Akilah and the Bee, Dream Girls, Waist Deep, and Little Man. 2007, this the one wifey picked. This Christmas, Stomp the Yard, Why Did I Get Married, The Perfect Holiday.
She Norman. Picked it for This Christmas.
Yeah, nah, that's a woman one, period.
She liked This Christmas and Stomp the Yard. 2008, First Sunday, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, The Secret Life of Bees. This the worst one. That was the worst year. 2009, Notorious, Precious, Obsessed, Madea Goes to Jail.
2009 was for the killers, but for me, it's going to be 2002. Paid in Full, my all-time favorite movie. Brown Sugar, which is crazy. My old lady liked that one. Yeah, State Property. Friday After Next, and then Drumline, because, you know what I mean? I was in high school.
Nah, bro.
Even though I played trumpet, I was in there.
Whoa. I like that. You just got served.
I'm going to go with 2001, man, because you can't go wrong with Training Day, you did.
Yeah, How High, Baby Boy. It's three.
Yeah, you old. You would pick that one.
It's four straight bangers in 2001. I just 2004 is my shit because I like all them movies. You know, like every other year, it's one. Like the other years, it's like, oh, I like two, I like one. 2004 and 2000.
You know what? 2001 was the first movie that I saw like Bear Pussy.
Eva Mendez.
Training Day.
Oh yeah. And on that note,
oh no, you
this
said
has been another episode of the Last Key Kid podcast.
Like without my Mike, parents trying to like Mike, like in a regular movie
bro,
without my parents.
Bro,
to
Mike
like,
B finna show his age. Watch what you say now, Mike B. You gonna show your age?
That was the first time you saw me.
Five years before that. Yeah, no, you gonna show your age now.
I saw Pussy in 1987. I remember when Pussy was just called Poonani, and she was a bad mamma jamma. Let me tell you, I used to walk in the snow 7 miles on these North Carolina streets just to get some pussy.
I was 15 in 2001.
Foxy Brown, I'm pretty sure, had some pussy on that thing.
Y'all 2001, I was six.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got your eyes covered, bro.
Okay. Oh, God, mom, yeah. Then that moment, like,
you gotta remember, I was born in 91. So
Denzel Washington is good for having... some ambiguous woman show her titties in a movie.
Yeah.
That is true.
But she was butterball naked, bro.
He had a little prostitute bitch and he got game.
And what's that? Two Guns. Paula Patton was up there with them little nubs showing, them little gum drops.
Hey, I'm just gonna let you know this is the this last little bit is gonna be the clip that we preview. This has been another episode of The Latchkey Kids. Denzel Washington got these bitches showing titties.